Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
And welcome to Hagman. It is Good Friday, Crucifixion Friday. It is Friday, April 15th, 2022, tax day. Well, not really, but sort of, at least traditionally in the United States. Not coincidentally. What's that? Eric the Tech.
I said if you owe them.
If you owe them. Yeah. And who doesn't?
If you
doesn't,
don't owe anything, you can file them whenever you want. Yeah, isn't that convenient?
You know, there's something wrong with the system, obviously. All right.
No.
Eric the Tech, you ready for a weekend?
Sure.
He's been doing like three jobs here. And it's something. Anyway, I just want to thank everyone again for your belief and your trust in this platform. I'm telling you right now, we're doing a lot of work outside of the studio, beyond the microphone, and I'm going to be delivering some additional information. If you remember on Tuesday, we had Coach Dave Dobmeier and AJ Hurley on to talk about the shipments of unborn, well, murdered children. I'm just going to say that murdered. How else do you say that? Except supposedly abortions, but full term murdered without a doubt. And the Rolling Stone magazine Rag did a hit piece on some of the people involved in exposing this operation. And however, now you can, I'll just tell you this right now. I've got some really good sources and I've got some really good back end sources in terms of getting information that's not available. And I've got some very damning documentation about that whole incident and about the principles involved. And the implications against people that should be protecting the most vulnerable are criminal indeed. And we're going to be pushing for some criminal indictments based on at least, and I'm telling you right now, the story is still evolving. But I'll tell you right now, as an investigator for the last 35 years, I'm telling you, I believe we have enough for a criminal indictment of homicide and abuse of a corpse and some other things too, but I'll just stop right there on that. You know, in preparation for today's broadcast, I was going over the issues of what's important to us here in the West now, including the U.S., Canada, all Western nations, the people who listen to this program. What's important to us and what's really not being reported as it should be. The most underreported story, I believe, is what we should be looking at. And that is what's taking place in Shanghai. This is tyranny under pretext. This is authoritarianism under pretext. This is lockdowns coming to the United States and coming to all Western countries under the pretext, but two different pretexts here that they're going to be using. Of course, the public health pretext, which is more or less run its course, at least in terms of the SARS-CoV-2 narrative. But there's a second pretext, and that's under the pretext of climate. And I'm going to walk you through this. And when you get done hearing this, I think you're going to be convinced that we are in for a summer of discontent, a summer of the most, you're going to see some things happening this summer and into the fall that I don't think, at least in the United States, that you'd ever think would have happened, including Canada and, of course, all Western nations. But I want to start out with this, kind of set the stage. Janet Yellen gave a speech, and there's about 32 seconds where the motive, the means, I guess the means, not the motive, but the means of tyrannical oppression for all of humanity is about to be delivered. And this is how. If we can, let's go to clip number one, Janet Yellen. Here she is. Oh, 1 second. No worries on that. And this is about decarbonizing the planet. All right, here it is.
The recent IPCC reports confirm that our window of opportunity to leave our planet worthy of our children and our grandchildren is even closer to being permanently shut. We must redouble our efforts to decarbonize our economies, recognizing that countries will use a range of tools, including carbon pricing, regulation, and subsidies, to achieve needed emission reductions.
All right. Now, in case you think I've got ADD or something, and what does that have to do with Shanghai, the most underreported story in my view? In fact, what's going on in Shanghai, in my view, is more newsworthy and important than even Russia and Ukraine for different reasons. But this is about control of the population. It's always been about that. Go back to Tiananmen Square back in 1989. Then you see the lockdowns, of course, in March of 2020, beginning in Wuhan. You saw that. And then what did you see as Wuhan was shuttered by the Communist Chinese Party? You saw Western countries, especially Australia, and then, of course, the UK, Canada, the United States, following that template of lockdown. Okay? Now, just so people understand, Shanghai is the third largest city in the world. Now, keep this in mind. It is the financial capital of China. Much like Wall Street would be for the United States, so would Shanghai be to China. We are witnessing a unique historical event that is taking place in Shanghai and in China that will extend all across the world, I believe, and hit specifically hard in the United States. Shanghai has been locked down by their own government. Now consider this, 25 million people locked down in their homes. No food. Many have been removed from their homes, taken to detention camps. Their pets have been killed, brutally killed. There are numerous. If you go on, if you know where to look, you can see the videos of dogs being beaten to death and cats being beaten to death in wholesale numbers. It's ugly. Folks, this is a political measure. These are political measures. They're not public health measures. And it's only going to get worse. Understand, especially here in the United States, and we saw this in Canada, lockdowns did not achieve their intended purpose of complete subjugation of the population to the oligarchs of the world. Didn't happen. But I want to show you what people like Klaus Schwab and Anthony Fauci and others have in store, or what they want to have happen here in the West. This is clip two, Eric the Tech. This is the future Klaus Schwab wants. And this is in China. And of course, this is about their public health, right? That's the pretext. Watch this. It's only 15, 16 seconds. Watch this. So for radio listeners, the screams are family members of those being taken away and those being arrested, taken away to quarantine camps. Now you have to understand, too, and you can leave that run, but kill the audio on that. Thank you. As you watch this, these people are not sick. They didn't test positive, necessarily. And all of these people, our Communist Chinese Party members you see dressed in white are the enforcement arm of the Communist Chinese Party. And you can see them taking away individuals from families. Again, lockdown after lockdown after lockdown. All right, that's clip number two. Let me just make sure this is the right one here. Okay, let's go right into clip number three. This is from the social networking thread from Twitter of Eric Fingal Ding. Now, these are residents in Shanghai. They're screaming from high-rise apartments. At this time, when this was taken, after 7 days. Now, this was taken on April 9th. So what? Almost a week ago. After 7 straight days of the city lockdown. Now, there's a Chinese narration here. Now, what I really want you to hear are the sounds of the city as opposed to the narrator. The narrator, however, does state that there's going to be major problems. He says, look, people can't hold out much longer. And he suggests tragedy. Well, suggestion accomplished. All right, but listen to the sounds of the city of Shanghai. Again, remember, 25 million people. And how does one lockdown, a nation lockdown, a city of 25 million people? Think about that. Think about the level of compliance. You've got social disobedience. Where is that? It's non-existent in China because they're unarmed, of course, if you become non-compliant, they will kill you and your dog and your cat and your mom and anyone who's around you. But watch this, and more importantly, listen to the sounds of the people in the lockdown. Go ahead.
这个是正常的叫，阿拉终于两万人，所有人都在叫，要命了。就刚刚五分钟前头，俺们叫啊没几个了，现在突然之间，OK,
pause up. 所有人都叫。 For radio listeners, what you see or what you're not seeing are high rises in the city of Shanghai. And there's no one on the street. These sounds are not coming from the streets. They're coming from the windows and the balconies of these high rises. These screams. People who are alone without food. People who are alone or with family. Without food. The narrator here cites Yao Ming Lei and Yao I, not or Yao Si. Believe me, I don't know Chinese or Mandarin, but both expressions mean life and death, but more literally, they mean asking for death. These people are asking for death. This narrator does state that stuff is going to get real. It's about ready to get real. And I will say that this video has been verified. It's and equally disturbing is the fact that it's just not in this one area. It's all over this massive city. Now, have you seen this on the news? It's worse than any Twilight Zone episode you might consider or have seen. But to make matters worse, let's go to clip number four. Now, clip number four is interesting because these people are already in lockdown. Lockdowns are reserved for prisons. They're in their own homes. They've got nothing. So what does the Communist Chinese Party do? Here's what they do. Clip number four. And think about the dystopian nature of this. Because the CCP, the Chinese Communist Party, they don't like it when people yell like that. Now some are singing in protest. Some are just protesting. Some are just screaming. So what did they do? Watch this. Okay, pause that. What you see there are the high rises. But you can also see a flashing light in the center of your screen when it's playing. And that is a drone equipped with a speaker. And what's a drone saying? Please comply with COVID rules. Control your heart's desire for freedom. Do not open window to sing. Go ahead and run that one more time if you can. For my Chinese-speaking friends out there, you can verify that, but it's been verified. They don't, the Communist Chinese Party, they don't want you to sing. So they're using drones, of course, to monitor and to instruct people not to yell, scream out their windows. So where are we at now? This being several days ago. I'm going to show you a video. And, I don't suppose it's necessary to say this, but, you know, back in the late 70s and mid-70s, late 70s, I worked in the emergency medical field, and I saw a lot of stuff. And I've seen people commit suicide in a number of different ways. And it's something you won't forget. It doesn't easily get out of your head. So the reason I mention that is I want you to put yourself in a position. And by the way, those people, and I know we've got family members and or we've got people who have family members who committed suicide, taken their own lives, and you might have found their bodies. You know, who knows? It's just a horrific thing to go through. It's very traumatizing. So think about this, though. You've got the Chinese Communist Party locking a city of 25 million down, a major financial center of China, third largest city in the world. What happens? Well, that social influencer, social network influencer was correct indeed, because things are getting ugly there, especially when they toss your mom or your dad in a detention camp. They take your dog and cat and they brutally kill it in the street and they throw it in a garbage bag. Oh, it happens. It's been happening. Let's go to the next clip, which is clip five. This is going to be video only for a number of reasons. I want you to watch this, and I'll talk over this video as it plays. Anytime. It's about 2 minutes. This is a picture of a high-rise for the radio listeners, and you can see somebody sitting on the edge of a balcony there, and you can see what happened. They took their own life by jumping from that balcony. Unless you think this is just, oh, these are just isolated incidents. There's victim after victim after victim after victim after victim. And this goes on for quite a while. And I'm not showing this for the shock value of it, except it's very shocking. But I want you to think about this. Where in the hell is the media on this? Where are the human rights violations being levied against China? Oh, you'll hear it all day about Russia and Ukraine because, well, that's what you're told to be upset about. This is really sad. In arrest after arrest after arrest after arrest. Now, again, hey, these pictures are graphic. Some of them are graphic. All right? You can see for yourself the devastation. This is not devastation from a virus. This is a devastation from an authoritarian, tyrannical, communist regime. And this is happening every single day. This in the face of the fact that Johns Hopkins came out with a report, and just let that play. I mean, it's sad. It's hard to look at. Don't look away. Johns Hopkins University came out with a report, and people are always saying, well, you know, hey, show me the source, show me the sauce, prove it, follow the science. Well, they came out with a report saying that lockdowns had absolutely no impact on virus transmission, controlling virus transmission. But here's the problem with this, and you can take that off now. I think people get the idea. The fact is this, all Western countries modeled their lockdowns in 2020 after Wuhan. And I can tell you right now, the leaders of Western countries who follow the Klaus Schwab model of things are modeling their intended plans after Shanghai. Because hey, if the CCP can control 25 million people, lock them down, then 330 million in the U.S. Well, you know what? Just a few more, same template, different population, except in the U.S., we are armed so far. There are two official, or two theories, I suppose, as to what's going to happen here in the near term. When you see that and you say, okay, well, in 2020, Western governments, and specifically and especially the United States, modeled the lockdowns using Wuhan as a template. Perhaps Australia, obviously more draconian than the United States. But there are two possibilities or two working possibilities. Number one, American officials or Western people, and by that I'm saying U.S. and Canada, perhaps, but specifically the United States, and they're not going to lock down due to the let's say another outbreak of SARS-CoV-2, and of course due to the backlash that they've seen, we can't afford that, we can't do that, but yet we still have little things here and there. And I say little things, they're not too little. Consider that children 2 to 5 years old still wear masks in New York City. They still have to wear masks in New York City, 2 to 5 year olds. Again, follow the science. It's about science, right? So what's the other theory? Well, the leaders have watched, especially the 2020 onward lockdown, watched how it all played out. And considered the numbers, you know, under the pretext of COVID. And despite the numbers, they still had mandates. We still have federal mandates. Mr. Marbles, of course, is extended the federal mandates for masking and such. But is there an alternative here? Would there be something else that could prompt these lockdowns, draconian lockdowns? Certainly the release of another virus. But what else? Janet Yellen, you heard what she said. We got to get the carbon down to zero. Well, that means death for essentially every living thing on the planet. Follow the science. Hey, Janet, you can't have a zero carbon. You can't have zero carbon emissions. No, you can't. What did, contrary to what you're hearing on, or you've heard on the news, and contrary to what people, what the tyrannical officials thought, what happened during the lockdowns of 2020, or because of them and subsequent to them, what did people do? A lot of people moved out of the cities. And you might say, well, I don't think so. They moved out of the cities in droves. You're just not hearing about it. Check the population pre and post pandemic, plandemic of New York City, of Los Angeles. You'll see. So what does, or what do these Klaus Schwab bootlickers, George Soros bootlickers, what do they want to do or have to do? They're going to implement climate change emergencies. Well, wait a second. How? You're seeing it already. You're seeing it, number one, with supply chain shortages. If you don't think, by the way, Shanghai, the lockdown in Shanghai, has any effect on business in the United States or Canada, or elsewhere in the world, you're wrong. It does. Supply chain issues, shortages, medication that's made in China. It's all coming or already here in the United States. You've got people moving out of cities. They're going to implement a climate emergency where you're not going to be able to get gas. And if you can get gas, you won't be able to afford it. And if you can't afford it and get it, you're going to be rationed. They're going to control your movements that way. They're going to tell you that for the sake of the planet, because we're at catastrophic levels, and perhaps they can point to a hurricane or a snowstorm or a tornado or whatever the case might be, you got to stay home because your carbon emissions are worsening the impact on the planet. And you might think, well, nah, that could never happen, especially not in the United States. How many people do you still see wearing masks around town? You don't think it could happen? I hear Eric the Tech. I hear you just chuckle.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like Austin, my favorite. People with masks are the one that drive around alone in their vehicle. That's my favorite.
You know what I like? I like seeing them.
Dude, I just want to punch their window out so bad.
And I do too. And the people in swimming pools or at the beach with masks, so again, you don't think this is going to happen?
You go to the public swimming pool?
No.
Get your tan on?
Get my tan on, right. No, but you can see it on the news. You can see people at the beach wearing masks. I mean, what's up with that? This whole thing has been a financial attack and continues to be a financial attack. And you know, isn't it interesting? And I just want to point this last thing out because I'm glad Austin's here. I know that we're running over on time. Xi Jinping is going for a third term later this year. Did you know that? Well, now you do. What do we have later this year? We have the midterms. So just to recap, Yellen says, hey, we got to get down to carbon zero. Started that out. You've got Shanghai being locked down. Look what Xi Jinping was able to do to the third largest city in the world, lock it down. You got people jumping out of windows, killing themselves. You got people complying with these communist agents, watching as they kill their pets, kill their family. This is all under the pretext of public safety. They're going to change that from public safety to this climate change model, this climate emergency. And of course, you're going to see even more problems. So if you, just to recap, the supply chain, the gas, the energy shortages being blamed on, or rationing or whatever it might turn out to be, blamed on Russia, Ukraine. No, this has all been planned out. This is to strangle you, to make it so you won't be able to get in your car and drive. You won't be able to buy food. They're going to starve you out. And these are the psychopaths, these detestable sons of bitches out there, like Klaus Schwab, these detestable perverts, in my view, like Soros and Zuckerberg and others, these contemptible bastards that everyone should, in my view, should view as their personal enemy and public enemy, and fight back against it. Because if we don't fight, you know what? Ain't no one coming to our rescue. We're on our own. In case you didn't get the memo, I predict in 3-4 months you go to the store. Good luck trying to find ground beef of any kind. Good luck trying to find chicken. Good luck trying to find baby formula. Yeah, it's already being rationed. You know about that, right? Not that that's good for you, babies, but okay. Folks, what you thought was coming is already here. What you thought they were planning, they're already implementing. And I'm telling you, it's only going to get worse. I don't have any good news for you. The only good news I have is Austin Brower here is to make some sense of what I'm saying. Austin Brower, healthmasters.com. And here's the other thing. They want you dead. They want you sick. They want you. Well, these people detest you. I don't care if it's the local tranny at the school board pushing CRT and their homophobe or homophile agenda. These purple-haired, snot-nosed, ring through their nose morons that you see lives on TikTok. They display those people nicely. I don't care. They want you dead. All right, so you need to take care of yourself. And they're going after health supplements too. Oh, and acetylcysteine. Found out it helps against the coronavirus. Can't have it as a supplement anymore. Got to make it by prescription only. You wait, it's coming. So here's what you need to do right now. Go to healthmasters.com, order your supplements, and order more than you think you're going to need for the next 6 months. Yeah, it's going to cost you. But it's the best investment, in my view, that you can make. Healthmasters.com. All right, I'm going to shut up and bring Austin on, and he's got the rest of the show. Austin, how are you?
Doug, I'm great, man. You got me laughing today talking about the trannies on TikTok. But no, you're exactly right. As far as what we're seeing right now with this massive inflation and massive shortages is not going to slow down now. I think it's pretty abundantly clear to everybody. The baby rationing or the baby formula rationing should be a big wake-up call to a lot of people. of what you and I have both been saying for years is they're going to try to starve everybody out, and they're also going to try to make everybody as sick as possible. And look at what is happening right now. And you're mentioning N-acetylcysteine. The FDA just had a, I guess, a final ruling is what you would call it. And the answer is there is no ruling on it. They've left the door wide open to come back in and regulate it and schedule N-acetylcysteine. And we found out, you know, with the very beginning phase of the pandemic, that N-acetylcysteine was very, very good for overall lung health when individuals have encountered some type of viral infection, especially an upper respiratory infection, whatever it may be. And it's very, very good, especially when you stack it with the quercetin and the zinc and the vitamin C. That's why we've had such a good success rate with helping people come over any type of viral infection, so to speak. And you're absolutely right. They want that market gone. They're working on trying to get that market gone. It's a very difficult market to get rid of, though, because it's so vast and there's so much quality that's still out there, like stuff that we manufacture. It's very, very difficult for them to get their hands on it. So what they have pretty much found, it's easier to try to just make everybody as sick as possible by telling them, hey, you need to wear a mask on your face, which recycles bacteria into your lung tissue, which does not allow you to basically get rid of the carbon dioxide out of your body. So you're inhaling and recirculating essentially trash. That's what you do when you exhale. You're exhaling waste out of your lungs, and they don't want you doing that. This is why they've doubled down on the mask repeatedly. The mask has zero scientific efficacy whatsoever in stopping or preventing you from contracting a viral infection. Period. There is no evidence. The only aspect of what they've been able to show, and this is accurate, is that if you're coughing and hacking and you're wearing a thick, true N95 respirator, it will prevent some of the droplets from spewing out away from you while you're coughing up a lung. The second part is, if you're healthy, then why in the world would you wear a mask? And the answer is you wouldn't. It makes zero sense whatsoever. And now more people, I hope are starting to get a reality check of what's starting to happen. Those videos you saw earlier, I'd seen a couple of those. I did not see them to that extent, which you showed earlier in Shanghai and over China, where people rather end their own life than deal with this tyrannical regime that is taking control of them again. And again, it's the main reason why I tell everybody, do not under any circumstances disarm. I don't care what they tell you. I don't care how they sell it to you. I don't care what they threaten you with. The only reason that somebody wants to disarm you is because you would shoot them for what they're going to do to you next after they disarm you. That is it. The only reason somebody wants to disarm you. Look at China. Look at Australia. Look at all these countries that they've been disarmed in. And you've seen these draconian insanity measures put into place, again, all for public health and public safety. And right now, we're literally watching this double-speak narrative right here in the United States. I saw an interview yesterday, and I want to bring this up, and it was the COVID czar, basically, that Biden appointed, the Dr. Ashish Jihad. I don't even know where he's from. He sounds like he's Muslim. This guy's a complete and total lunatic as far as he literally talks out of both sides of his mouth. He was in a Fox News interview yesterday and literally claiming that they're lifting the Title 42 health authority to allow unfettered migration in the United States now, but simultaneously extending mask mandates on planes like they just did. Well, it's because it was science. It's science is why they did it. And he goes on to say, or the Fox News anchor said, I'd like to address the whole Title 41 situation. There seems to be a different standard for migrants coming across the border and those who essentially are wanting to travel freely. I'm just wondering your thoughts on this and why Americans feel like this is a double standard. This is a response. Well, the way I look at it, first of all, if you look across the country, if you look at the CDC map, 97% of the country is green. There's not many restrictions. And the CDC scientists have determined Title 42 that it's the appropriate time to lift the restrictions. Okay, so CDC scientists are now determining border policy, but at the same time telling everybody that we still need to have restrictions and masks everywhere you pretty much travel for Americans, not for migrants. Migrants can come in unfettered. Okay, so but it's science. So it's the science again. He goes, it's a different standard, however, on transportation in the sense that we know when you're sitting on an airplane, you can't get up and move. So we want to be extra careful on public transportation. And I think it's part of what's motivated the CDC scientists to say, let's take it 2 more weeks with a mask mandate. So the mask mandate's getting extended, but the migrant invasion at the southern border is being lifted because, well, it's science. It's not a double standard. It's just different standards. It's science, guys. You got to understand, it's pure science. Well, then this is the part that really got me, is that he said, the Fox News anchor said, do you think little kids should be wearing masks? And he goes, well, both the American Academy of Pediatrics and the CDC recommend it. So I really do follow the experts in the science on this. And I believe that if Americans' pediatrics are making those recommendations, it certainly needs to be taken seriously. Masks are good on American kids in school. Okay, so wait. So the migrants can come across the border unfettered, and it's totally okay, no limit whatsoever. But children that are walking around freely in school that are 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 years old, they need to be wearing masks still because, well, it's science. You know, it's rules for me and not for thee is what we're seeing now. Anybody that actually listens or follows any of these rules, quite frankly, needs to be slapped in the face and have a wake-up call right now. These are not laws. These are edicts decreed by a tyrannical, out-of-control agency known as the CDC. The CDC is not an enforcement agency. They have no right or no business extending anything because they didn't have the right to put it in place the first time. And the very fact you're watching the borders be open 100%, but yet they're telling five-year-olds they need to wear a mask in the classroom boggles my mind that people are actually still taking this seriously and listening to these buffoons. But again, that's what happens in psychological warfare. When you have somebody that has been completely overtaken by irrational fear and the psychological, basically, psyop has been done to them so effectively, they will believe anything you tell them. I can guarantee you right now, Doug, as sad as it is for me to say this, if you had bumbling buffoon wobble out on stage and try to shake imaginary hands with his imaginary friends and have bird poop on him, and he got on national television and he bumbled around and goes, I'm decreeing that everyone has to wear masks again for another 100 days, indoor and outdoor, I guarantee you a normal amount of the population of the United States would put their mask on like good little peasants, wear a muzzle when they walk around outside by themselves on the sidewalk. Because why? Well, the CDC said so. That's why. Oh, yeah, you like this one?
Here it is.
Okay.
Now, I think this is the extended clip. So we are supposed to believe that this Mr. Marvel's mashed potatoes, this is elder abuse. This guy was walking around. Yeah, watch this, folks.
I had no idea. Because somebody wasn't there to direct him where to go, he had no idea what to do.
Right.
I mean, this guy is so far senile. We are the laughing stock of the entire world right now. People are going, do you guys really think he's actually doing anything? Look at him. And he stands there and he's like flabbergasted, like, oh, where I go? Oh, well, I'll go that way. Well, I'll go this way. Okay. Reminds me of Eeyore. Like, oh, bother, I lost my tail. I'll just wander around until somebody finally tells me what direction to go. The man has no idea where he's at, Doug. This is embarrassing.
And it's
embarrassing.
You know, it's dangerous. When you have other country, leaders of other countries laughing at this, it's dangerous. And this guy doesn't run a damn thing. He doesn't even know his own name. Okay. He the other day he said he was a professor for, I think 4 years.
Yeah, Pennsylvania. Yeah. University of Pennsylvania for 4 years. He was a full-time professor. Even independent UK came out. They're like, yeah, we fact checked this and that's not accurate at all. He's never been a professor anywhere. I think that was just, he misspoke. I'm like, no, blatant. I was a full-time professor at University of Pennsylvania for like 4 years. I'm like, I mean, really? And then this same buffoon comes out and reads a teleprompter and then tells Americans how we need to have our firearm rights restricted and how we need to arbitrarily start banning gun parts and lower receivers that are 80% that you can make legally as homemade firearms that have legally been able to be purchased for years. Now, suddenly, oh, ghost guns are bad because, well, I don't even know what a ghost gun is. It's actually a homemade firearm that's totally legal to build and possess, but we need to ban them because we can. Here's the problem with this law. A, it hasn't been ratified by – there's no law. He's just trying to arbitrarily have the Justice Department do it, or ATF is using him as a front guy. Here's the problem with this, Doug, that nobody understands with this. This first was allowed to go through when Trump came in and gave ATF the ability to go in and backdate and change 1934 law and bypass Congress, what was completely illegal, and ban bump fire stocks, which were – and have been, and still, in my opinion, are classified as firearm accessories. They do no function to the trigger whatsoever. ATF rewrote 1934 law in order to make them a felony. Then what happened was that opened the door now for them to go in and arbitrarily pick and choose anything they want to start banning, even if it is not a firearm. An 80% lower or a parts kit or a stock, none of those witches are readily available firearms. Very few criminal investigations have ever led to actual firearms that were built from an 80% lower that was used in a shooting. In fact, I have not been able to find any newsworthy shootings whatsoever that were based on these firearms at all. And isn't it funny? All of a sudden, right before he's going to come out with this, we have this random shooting in the subway in New York, which, by the way, is pretty much the strictest city in the entire country when it comes to gun laws. This guy drops his debit card, rents a U-Haul trailer, comes in and pops smoke in a subway, shoots a bunch of people. The three cameras in the vicinity were down. The only three cameras that were down in the entire subway system happened to be down and malfunction right there in that area. And then suddenly the next day they come out and say, we need to ban ghost guns. Nothing to do with the firearm that he used. Not even addressing the fact that New York City, you can't even walk around with a firearm in New York City, period. It's like a felony immediately in the state. But yet this guy comes into New York, rents a U-Haul, goes into a subway. All the cameras are off. He does some random shooting. Then suddenly they find this guy who's like half retarded. And, oh, we found our guy. We found our shooter now. This is so far into the clown world, and this is why I've told people again at the beginning of the show, do not comply. These are not laws. None of this stuff is even significantly prosecutable in cases, in most cases, from what I've seen. That's why in Texas, when they tried to charge the guy with felony possession of a bump stock, it ended up getting thrown out in court. And multiple states said, this is completely arbitrary. You cannot prosecute somebody for having an accessory on a firearm. It is not illegal. There's nothing about this that is legal at all to go in and retroactively change laws. This is what's happening in the United States now. If people don't become vocal and they continue to mindlessly comply and put on their mask, stay at home, get their shot, give up their guns, don't stack up any food and water, they're going to see China 2.0 right here in the United States in their cities. It will happen. It will happen.
And you know, and go on. That's the way I started out the show. It's coming, and that's why it's so important. Janet Yellen came out and said, "Look, we need to get down to carbon zero." Okay.
Yeah.
Well, no. Follow the science. That don't work. Everything will die. So. All right.
There is no science in order to get down to a carbon zero in an industrialized first world nation. It's physically impossible. The exactly. Infrastructure being built. It's not possible. And secondly, there is zero evidence or science to show that that would somehow reduce pollution across the entire globe, while at the same time, we have China and India, the two most pollutive countries on the entire planet, have zero restrictions that they're planning on implementing. They have no intentions on reducing carbon, nor do they have even any mild restrictions on pollution. Half the time, they still use leaded gas over there. And yet we're saying, oh, America needs to drive EV because it'll be safer for the environment over here. Really? To what happens when they raise the electric prices to you're paying $30, $40, $50 a kilowatt to charge your car. It's $1,000 to charge up your electric Tesla. And then they tell you, oh, by
Yep.
We've shut off your charging system because you violated your Facebook policy by making a post that is not go along with what we approve. So until you remove your Facebook post, we're not going to allow your charger to work anymore. Think it can't happen? Look at what they did just last year in Texas when they had that doggone freeze. And they told them, you cannot juice up any more power facilities. You now are being forced and mandated to pay $1,500 per megawatt hour for out-of-state power in order to charge Texas because you're not allowed to spool up your own systems that are in place right now. People are having $6,000, $7,000, $8,000 electric bills over there. That is what happens when you have the government controlling your electric system and everything you can do. That's why I have friends all over the place in Florida right now. You can't even hardly get tanks, fuel tanks right now. Everybody is buying them up and storing fuel, storing diesel fuel and putting stable in them.
Yep.
And buying 500-gallon diesel tanks for their ag equipment and storing it because they know it's about to happen. Everybody I know down here as well is stacking up food, stacking up seeds, getting beans and rice together, getting organic food buckets together. Anybody that has a brain right now sees the writing on the wall of what's about to happen, and we have to be well prepared if we plan on pushing forward with any type of resistance against communism in this country, Doug.
And that's why, folks, healthmasters.com, if you're not buying from Health Masters, you're doing it wrong, okay? Buy from Health Masters because they've got the best products on the market, bar none, in my view. I'm not making any health claims, but I'll just say this. Austin, I don't know. I'm going to share something personal here. Both of Eric the Tech, his parents, both have tested positive for the coronavirus. They're fine. And you know why they're fine? It's because Eric has taken them and they've purchased on their own Health Masters products. This is what I think the difference is. Okay. I'm telling you right now, the immune pack, they were taking it right along and they didn't get affected, or their health, their impact to their health, it was not as bad. And if I'm talking out of school, just unplug me, okay, Eric the Tech. But the fact is, okay, you've got to take care of yourself because there ain't no one coming to your aid. So go to healthmasters.com right now. Make sure you've got the necessary immune support for what is to come. And we're all bound to be either exposed to or get some form of this virus, I'm sure. So get the immune system support kit, get the independent supplements on their own as well. And while you're there, get some food buckets, especially the organic ones, because those aren't going to be around too much longer. I was talking to somebody who is in contact with the largest supplier of raw materials for the food buckets. And they said, you know what? We're out of product. We're out of people.
Yeah. End no, this is happening. I just had the phone call for organic ones yesterday. I was working because Ruben and I, my inventory shipping manager, we've been following the food buckets very closely. And they didn't have a lot of the raw ingredients to finish the next batch of your organic food buckets. Flat out told me, said, we're waiting on more ingredients. Because especially when you're dealing with USDA organic buckets, food that's actually good and healthy for you, and you're not eating cardboard with high fructose corn syrup and MSG and hydrogenated oil like a lot of the food companies use. And we're talking about USDA certified organic food buckets like we carry. It takes very specific ingredients. And that's the thing. The organic ingredients are starting to dry up all across the country. There's a lot of supermarkets that are running low on organic. They're going to try to push organic out of the market or make it so financially, you know, unattainable that majority of people aren't going to be able to eat it because they want everybody to eat their plastic GMO food and rot their guts. This is why I talked about on the show last week, what we saw with the rats and the pigs and the corn and the glyphosate and what it does to guts. That's why so many people are having leaky gut syndrome. This is very, very important right now, my friends, is that this is happening right in front of us. We can either sit around and pretend it's not happening, or we can stay well prepared, because the truth about it is a well-prepared patriot defensive community is very, very strong. There's not much that can defeat that, especially when you start looking at the numbers that we have. That's why they want everybody to be as sick as possible. That's why not one single time have you seen any of the three, well, I saw it the other day, I'll tell you this right now, $3.63 trillion or what have been spent in the last 2 years just on COVID funding. I looked it up on the USA Spending official open data source of federal spending information. According to the site, the US government has spent $3.63 trillion in response to COVID-19. Now, I talked about on the show earlier, I'm not even going to get into the numerology with that 3.63. You guys can already do the math on that and look at that in your own accord. But this is what's interesting. $3.6 trillion. Not a single penny of that I've been able to find anywhere went to informational and training help on how to teach people to eat clean and maintain low glycemic index foods and not spike insulin, not eat sugar, and not wreck your immune system and not cause your immune system go into a havoc, to stay away from pork products because they digest too fat and they're not healthy. They're very unhealthy for you, to stay away from MSG and high fructose corn syrup. None of that. Or there was no funding that was spent to help people increase awareness about vitamin C and also intravenous vitamin C and stacking it with quercetin and zinc. Nothing. Not a single penny was spent. The only thing they spent money on was giving money to people for free, telling them not to work, and you need to get your shot. Hundreds of billions of dollars have now been spent on the pharmaceutical industrial complex on these shots all across the country now with all these different companies they've been doing contracts with. This is not coincidence. This has been intentional. They want everybody to get as sick as possible by continuing taking the shots. That's why the research has shown now the more shots you continue to get, the more your immune system degrades. That's why you're seeing people that are talking about, oh, I'm double shot up and I'm double boosted, and all of a sudden they drop dead with a massive heart attack, or they have a stroke, or they start going into organ failure. They're perfectly healthy, 40, 50, 60 years old. Like that one comedian, that liberal comedian female, she's on stage making a joke about Jesus. All of a sudden she just blacks out on the stage and she's bragging about how she's double shot up and she's boosted and she's this and she's that. And then Jesus loves her more than everybody else. And she got whacked right in the face. Still hasn't been right. No, she haven't heard anything about her now. She have all kinds of health problems. This is what happens when you start allowing people to experiment on your body. And nothing has changed as far as over the last 2 years, only the fact of people's response and what they're willing to accept. We already knew what they were going to do from the very beginning when they released this virus. I told everybody at the start, I said, they are going to try to roll out an extremely experimental shot. Best believe it. And then I found out about the RNA and I did more research on that. I said, they're going to roll the shot out. It's totally experimental. All the experiments they've done on it have been failed. Everything died in the ferrets when they tried to attempt to do it last time. I said, but they're going to roll it out. And they did. And yet people blindly got in line, got their shot, and continue to get their shot and still wear masks. And I don't know how to wake up any more people, but I think we've kind of found this definitive line now, Doug, where you see the people that they're going to get ready and you see the people that they're just going to be sheep led to the slaughter, unfortunately. And that's what's happening right now. And that's why people that are really awake are starting to buy stuff up in droves. I was just in the back earlier and I asked her, I said, is this order legit? I had a lady, she's a good customer apparently. She ordered 15 cans of the Ultimate Multiple Powder. And I asked, because it's on sale right now, it's product of the week. I said, 15 cans? I was looking at it. He goes, yeah. He goes, a lot of people are buying this for their entire extended family. And they're telling everybody, if you don't take anything, you don't like to take pills, you don't like to take that, just at least take a couple scoops of the Ultimate Multiple Powder, because it works so good, and the methylated V vitamins in it is so strong. I said, well, they're right. I said, especially if you start getting in a survival standpoint where you're eating some of that stored food and you're trying to grow some of your stored food and you need or grow some of your stored seeds and you're trying to stay as active and as healthy as possible, you got to have energy. You got to have mental acuity. You got to be able to function. That's what I've warned people about with some of these really, really, really cheap food buckets. You know, it's $89 for a month's supply of food. I'm like, I wouldn't eat it, bro. I'd be very cautious when you put that in your body. You'll get the first ingredients like corn syrup solids. I'm like, oh, that sounds promising. Let's just put some GNO corn syrup solids right in our gut. You want to talk about feeling like garbage while you're trying to work outside all day or, you know, provide security, God forbid. That's why it's very important you take care of your body now. Get it conditioned, get strong. I've talked to so many guys in the past, and a lot of guys have gotten past this now. But I've talked to guys in the past that I knew that were, you know, pretty strong patriots, but real out of shape, real overweight, couldn't walk up a flight of stairs without wheezing. And then, you know, we'd go out to dinner, do something, and they're telling me how they're going to do this, they're going to do that if something happens. They got all these guns. I'm like, dude, how are you going to get from your front yard to your backyard if you have some type of invasion? Oh, well, I'll do that. I said, you can't get a hoverboard. You're going to get a people mover, you know, drive around. That's cool, I guess, until the batteries run out. I was like, but you really probably need to start looking at your overall health. And a lot of them now have heeded the warning. I think a lot of people got a wake-up call with COVID and realize how far the government is willing to go to try to control you. And we got a prime example of that. That's why I have said, do not under any circumstances give these bad boys up, because once you hand them over, we will turn into China. I promise that. That's why his videos in China are so deeply disturbing. I mean, it's like,
I didn't even show you the disturbing ones.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure there's some of them, people pancaking on the concrete and stuff and splatting out everything.
And you know, they've taken, so the family's locked in their apartments. They've actually gone, and there's footage out there where they've actually eaten their pets and they've eaten their offspring. And I'm not kidding about this.
Gosh.
That's how bad this is. And we know, we saw it with Wuhan, what the West did, modeled after Wuhan. And now what are they going to do? Model after Shanghai? And you're right about this. And it comes down to this in my estimation. Okay, I'm not going out without a fight. I don't care what the pretext is. I'm not going out without a fight. You come for my guns, you're going to get, you'll probably get my guns. But I don't know how many of you are going to be left. Okay. But I want everyone to think about this. I hope that, and I'm going to turn right back to you, but I hope we're to a point where the police, the people making the rules, are thinking about their future. And I'm not talking about their future in politics or jobs or whatever, their future of life. Because I want anyone who comes against us, I want them to wonder if they're going to make it home that night. And I think we're to the point, and you said this succinctly, I think we're to the point where, you know what, the people who aren't, you know, they're compliant, they're sheep, let them be sheep. Let them go to slaughter. God bless you. I'll pray for you. But you know what? Too bad. Otherwise, we fight. I don't know. Yeah, that's where I think we're at, because I have very little hope, Austin, that we are going to change or turn this thing around without some bloodshed. That's just me. It's my assessment. That's not my wish. That's my assessment. Go ahead, sir.
No, you're exactly right. And, you know, and when we say these terms, you and I, we both say it as far as with fighting and pushing back. I don't necessarily mean right now you've got to go get in a fist fight or a gunfight. That's not what we're referring to. Fighting can mean multiple different fronts on the aspect of not complying, getting out and protesting at these community basically meetings, going to city commissioners and saying, we're not going to do this. The same thing we did in fighting at the doggone school board with the mask mandates in Polk County. You have to be active and you have to make your voice heard. There was a tweet that James Melville put out yesterday, and I was going to read it. I thought it was very interesting. So many people are finally starting to really be boisterous. And he goes, to all you brave folks who stood against lockdowns, stood against restrictions, vaccine passports, and refused to buckle despite the enormous pressure from the media, the government, and even times your friends and family, your resilience is extraordinary. Keep on fighting. Never give up. Thank you. I'm with you all. And he's exactly right. We all are in this together as far as pushing back. And once people, I think, kind of see other people be more boisterous and push back, it encourages people. That's why I am so proud of how many people down here in Florida are absolutely blasting Disney World now on social media and boycotting them and canceling their passes and not going back and basically done with it. I just had a buddy earlier I was talking to, and him and his wife went to Universal Studios, the big Jurassic Park thing over there. His kid loves dinosaurs. And he goes, I will never give another penny to Disney again. He goes, I've gone to Disney for years. He says, I will not give them another penny the rest of my life. And I said, good. Because they were like real big Disney fans. And I always told them before, I was like, I don't go to Disney. They invite us out there. I can't go to Disney. I said, I'm just going to get arrested. I said, I don't go. I'm not welcome on their property. Good riddance. I don't want to be on their property. I'd rather be any other place in the world besides on Disney property. And now we have DeSantis is talking about removing their special exemption order that they had put in place in the 60s when they started building Disney World in Florida, that basically makes Disney World their own island. They're practically their own country. A lot of people don't realize that. They're their own security. They're their own power grid. They're their own everything. They can pretty much do whatever they want. Even Swift Mud doesn't bother them when they go in and dredge up protected wetlands. Disney does whatever the heck they want to do. And so that level of autonomy in the middle of a state and that level of income that it produces and brings in, having the ability to come in now and start saying, okay, we're not just going to be an operational business. We're now going to be a cross-dressing, pedophile-supporting industry that wants to groom children and promote homosexual and transgender behavior. As they clearly said in that Skype meeting the other day, she goes, our not-so-secret gay agenda. Those were her words. Meaning, we're not trying to be low-key about it anymore. We are going to promote this. And we talked about it in detail 2 weeks ago. And that's the biggest thing in fighting again. Not supporting a company that you know is diametrically opposed to your Christian values and beliefs. Not giving them money. Not going to their movies. Buzz Lightyear film's coming out. I hope the movie flops. They got a Buzz Lightyear kissing another man in that movie. They're really going to show this to kids and they're going to promote it. And here's the thing I've told everybody before. If somebody's got their own personal preference, they do in the privacy of their own home, it's not my business because I don't see it and I don't want to know about it. But when you have to start promoting and trying to normalize your sexual perversions onto young children because you want to groom them to follow in your footsteps of perversion later on in life, that is 100% unacceptable in any civilization. And at every point in history, if you look back at historical records, when civilizations and when giant empires started to normalize and broadly accept and promote pure sexual perversion, just, I mean, bestiality, perversion, pedophilia, all that, every single time that started to happen, that empire always crumbled. Because when you take God's hand of protection off a country, you do it really quick when you start messing with kids, 100%, period. You take it because God does not like that at all. He's a very just God. And I mean, he's much more even tempered than he used to be. You read the Old Testament, they hacked him off in the wilderness. He just opened up the ground and swallowed him. He said, okay, good riddance with these guys. We're not going to go along with this anymore. Time to continue on the trip. Let's go. Now he's giving everybody, you know, the aspect of grace, but it's not to be abused and it's not to be used against people to basically to hurt them, especially young children. And people have to understand that when you have these groups that are openly talking about they want to turn your children into cross-dressing perverts and promote pedophilia to them, that is 100% unacceptable at any point in time. And people have to start making boisterous comments about this instead of being so worried about offending somebody because you don't accept their openly nasty lifestyle right in front of your children and you don't support it. Who cares? It's called the First Amendment. If they want to say what they want to say, I can say whatever the heck I want to say. This is not a rules for thee and not for me country. There's a reason why we have the ability to speak freely. It's about having the ability to comment and make your voice heard if you want it to be heard. And it has the right for people to disagree with you. And this is what people have to start doing. Their only way evil men prevail is when good men do nothing. And that is exactly what we're watching happen here. Parents, families, businesses, lawmakers, they're watching by as our country goes down the toilet and they're too concerned about what public opinion or what somebody's going to say on social media or what somebody's going to do a TikTok video about them or make fun of them on something so they don't want to say anything. Be that person that says something. Stand up, especially for the ones that can't stand up for themselves like their little children. It's our responsibility to protect them, just like it's our responsibility to have backup supplies. The last thing you ever want to see is your child going hungry and starving. If you store up food for anything, at least do it for the children and know that you can protect your children because that is your job as a parent, especially as a father. It's your job to protect your family and look ahead. And, you know, look out and see, okay, this is going to happen in a couple months. I'm going to hedge against this. I need to have a couple backup supplies. It is very, very important, Doug, because as we're starting to see inflation go up, we're going to start seeing the next thing happen. It's called scarcity inflation. You're going to start seeing things become so difficult to get. Even the inflationary numbers that hitting them are going to be massively surpassed because of supply and demand. We've seen this exact thing happen in the vehicle industry now. You're going to see ground beef still be available, but it's going to be $10, $15, $20 a pound. And then eventually it's going to reach a point where nobody's even going to be able to buy it and afford it, like you said. That's their next goal in order to produce their next climate crisis, I guess you could say, and say, well, this is all happening because of the climate problems. It's all because of this. We need more lockdowns, just like you said. Because remember, there were multiple articles on this during COVID. The lockdowns are actually very good for the climate. We should actually start looking at doing this in the future for climate lockdowns. They already told us what they're going to do. Once COVID has no more muster, that's where it's headed next, though.
Exactly. And I want to show you this because, again, none of this gets on mainstream media, and not all of it gets on social media. You were talking, and again, the folks, America's Disney's most wanted man poster is Austin Brower on a poster on the security. I'm kidding, kind of, sort of, but no, his mugshot's all over Disney. Don't let this guy in because he's trouble. But anyway, and he's not trouble, but you know, parents need to stand up, and you're right. Parents need to take care of their children 2 months ahead. But this is something you won't see on the news. This is what happened just a couple of days ago at Disney down your way. Go watch this. 16 seconds.
Grooming is wrong.
6 seconds.
Grooming is wrong. Grooming is wrong. Grooming is wrong. Grooming is wrong.
So, yeah, that's a 6 second clip of parents out there.
Grooming is wrong.
Oh, it's in California?
Boycott Disney.
I'm sorry.
Boycott Disney. Boycott Disney.
So there is backlash, but we need to have more backlash. We need to stop patronizing these places. And you're right. If you care about your children, don't take them to Disney, in my view. Take care of them by providing for them in the future, because we're going to see shortages. Go ahead, sir. I just wanted to show that because not a lot of people know that's going on. Thanks for the question.
Yeah. Well, the mainstream media has done everything they can to silence it. If you look at what they've been saying right now and basically what they've been producing, they want to cover up everything that's going on with Disney. That's why they come out with these crazy side stories and distractions in order to keep people constantly focused on stuff that doesn't matter. That's why I saw this video the other day and I got all these emails on it. And it was very intriguing with some of the information that this guy was saying. He was talking about how they develop and use snake venom in the vaccine and in the virus, which is not uncommon. They use venom in numerous different applications, especially with anti-venom and so forth. And then went on the detail to talk about how they're putting stuff and adding components to the water. And I had all these people emailing me, freaking out, going berserk. I mean, just totally bonkers. And I'm like, bud, the water has been being contaminated for 80 years. Where have you been? They've been putting fluoride in it since the 50s. They have all types of known carcinogens that are in the water. They add chlorine to it, which is toxic to every living element, to try to kill off all the bacteria and stuff that's in the water. I said, that's why it's really important you use water distillation systems, because it's one of the only things to get everything out. I said, there's no reason to be fearful of this. This is just more intel we're starting to learn that they possibly use this. Nothing changed. Nothing's changing, except the fact we just are understanding more of what they did with this. The protocol's still the same. The vitamin C, the zinc, the quercetin, drinking purified water, still the same. But it was interesting to me because it felt very odd, almost like this production video they did to talk about this was almost designed to do exactly what it did, was get people focused on it to stop looking and detailing what else is going on in the entire world. Like, we're not allowed to talk about the bioweapon labs in Ukraine still. Now Google has been sending emails out to people that use AdSense and basically do monetization through Google, and said that they will be demonetized if they talk about anything about basically Ukraine that doesn't go along with the narrative. And I found this out the other day. I mean, we knew the U.S. Embassy's official website discussed in detail about the bioweapon labs and the 15 of them and the 8 of them were being directly funded by the DOD. We went into detail in that report and it came out. I pulled this up today. I didn't even know this occurred. I found it on my own. And I said, I got to show this. There is actually now a Wikipedia page dedicated just to, if you can see that, the Ukraine biolabs conspiracy theory. And it goes into detail to talk about how it's completely fake. None of it exists. Nothing's real. There are no labs over there. Nothing to talk about whatsoever. Doesn't even address the U.S. Embassy or anything on their own website. And then it goes on to say, all these outside sources have vetted it, and it's known to be facts now that none of this is true. And then I looked at the references. All the reference they use every single one of them are mainstream news outlets. BBC, Reuters, AP, CNN repeatedly, all of them, every single reference in Wikipedia is a mainstream news outlet that debunked the bioweapons labs. And apparently the U.S. Embassy just arbitrarily had it up on their website going into detail all the way down to permits and cash and funding that they were doing all the way up until February 25th. And then they deleted it because, you know, they had nothing better to do besides just put up stuff on their website that had no factual evidence whatsoever. And I was just laughing and I was like, this is what they do best. They straight up lie to you after you find it out and tell you what you found is not truth. It is a lie. Don't talk about it. Don't look at it. Don't think about it. Oh, watch Will Smith slap somebody again at the Oscars, because that's important right now. At the same time, Biolabs and Pfizer are the biggest sponsors of the Oscars while they're working on more research drugs in order to kill people. Don't worry about that either. You need to focus on Kim Kardashian and what they're doing next tomorrow and all their nonsense. This is what they use in order to keep people distracted. And the more you keep people distracted, the less they think about what you're doing to them. This is why it's so important you get the truth out there, my friends. Listen to me. Shows like ours and shows like Hagman Report, we put a lot of time, a lot of effort into this stuff. It's not easy sifting through all the BS, but you have to remember at the end of the day, you've got to get the truth out there and try to get it out there as far as you can, because there is so much fake news, fact-checking, false reports that the mainstream media constantly puts out, and they are such good spin doctors, they can twist anything. And it's just like I said last week, that movie Wag the Dog, it is such a very eerie depiction of what they currently do or even doing now. And that movie's old, and it still applies to what exactly we're seeing right now, Doug. But yet so many people, they just don't want to take the red pill. They would rather live in the Matrix and pretend that essentially, you know, nothing's wrong here, nothing to see here, keep doing what you want. The problem with it is when you do that and you finally get bit in the face, which is what's going to happen to a lot of people, they're going to say, my gosh, I wish I would have listened to everybody that I thought was crazy when they were telling me this was going to happen. And it's just, that's just the way it goes every single time, Doug.
Okay. And this is why, folks, you need to, as well as buying from Health Masters, Ted and Austin Brower do a show every weekday, and it airs on Sunday as well. Ted and Austin Brower show, go to healthmasters.com, click on the link, and it'll take you to their one-hour informational download. But when you held up that Wikipedia conspiracy theory thing, page, all right?
Yeah.
About the Ukraine bioweapon conspiracy theory, check this out. This was reported and actually was verified through a number of different responsible fact-checking sites. The U.S. Embassy removed all of their Ukraine bioweapon lab documents from their website, and they were captured in this document or by the author of this document. So all of these, as you scroll down there, you can see links, and I'll put this up on our website. So, you know, that conspiracy Wikipedia stuff is Orwellian at least, and it's dystopian and all that. So you are 100% correct. And folks, again, if you want to get the information, you got to listen to Ted and Austin Brower hour a day. And that's mandatory show prep for me. I got to tell you, it really is. So you guys do a great job. And healthmasters.com, make sure you are stocking up on the supplements. Hey, match the 15 orders of the Ultimate Multiple Powder. I dare you. There is. But and you know what? Maybe even use Doug 5 as a coupon code. Yeah, no.
Okay, I got it up and running today. I figured everybody was going to want to use it for Easter weekend and Good Friday.
And that's another thing too. Yes, okay, I get the fact. Easter, okay, Resurrection Sunday, but in the baskets for the children, you know, you have to have fun. They do have, actually, and this is a true story. You can even ask my wife. She's right in the office over there. Children's supplements from Health Masters. So, in addition to, you know, a few other things, not candy, but a few other things. So, there it is. So, thank you for that. Thank you for providing an excellent supplement and fantastic information. Go ahead.
Absolutely, my friend. I mean, it's important to keep the kids healthy. And I mean, it's much better off to give them some of the ultimate multiple chewable than it is to give them a bunch of candy. And I get sometimes, you know, they want to eat some junk occasionally. Like the other day, I went to this local arcade that's in downtown Auburndale. I hadn't really been there before. I want to take Hunter out for the evening. Me and him were running around. And it was a cool little arcade. They had an arcade with a little ice cream thing. And they actually had decent ice cream that didn't have high fructose corn syrup in it. And I got him a big old scoop. And, of course, he just loved it. And they had a bunch of older arcade games there. They're actually a lot of fun. And that's why I've encouraged a lot of people, man. Support local businesses and support online businesses that are continuing to be online small businesses and online local businesses, because I promise you, everybody wants to support the complete and total boondoggle nightmare dystopian Amazon. It's going to end poorly for everyone. Amazon does not care about anyone. They do not care about their customers at all. The only thing they care about is making money. The only reason they've become so huge is because half back end of Amazon is a military industrial complex contracting zone. That's how they made so much stinking money. And now we got Amazon sites popping up all over Florida. And they're literally taking everything over. Businesses are shut down all over the place in Florida. I mean, business I've seen for years, shut down, done, gone, 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 gone. And now all of a sudden, everybody wants to talk about how great Amazon is. Amazon's a nightmare. I hate Amazon. I refuse to buy anything from Amazon. They just came out now and arbitrarily said they're going to tax another 5% on their seller fees to people that are selling on top of their already fees. They take 20, 25% now right off the top when you buy something. And I've got a couple supplements that I have listed on Amazon at much higher prices on my website, not because I want to sell anything on Amazon, because I hate selling stuff on Amazon. Simply, I want to use it as a free billboard to get my name out there so hopefully people will hear the show and wake up that maybe listen to Amazon and make a difference. I'm using it against them, or at least attempting to. And so far, it's done well. I have actually transitioned customers over from Amazon to us and kind of given them a heads up on what's really, really happening. But again, I encourage people. Support local businesses, support online businesses that you agree with. If you don't agree with a company like Disney, don't give them money. Stop buying stuff from them. Just, it's that simple. It's not a difficult task. And that's another way people can fight and get in stuff as far as it make a difference. And I mean, but it's not that difficult. You just have to do your own research and figure out who you're supporting, who you want to support, and who you don't want to support, and make a difference and vote with your dollar, Doug. It's very, very important right now.
Amen to that. We've got about 8 minutes left. You take us wherever you want to take us. But again, folks, healthmasters.com, please, Doug5, D-O-U-G, number 5, coupon code, promo code on your orders. And order tonight, right now. Order. Go ahead. Please. Because you don't know when that's going to stop. You just don't know when things are going to go south. So do it today. But the rest is up to you.
Well, I want to take the last minute to just really try to encourage people of what's going on right now. You know, there's no reason to live in fear. If you know something's coming, all you do is get prepared for it, and then you enjoy your life. We're designed to enjoy this short time we have on earth before we go to heaven if we've accepted Christ. There's no reason to sit around wreathing our hands together, terrified about what's about to happen. I've told people this before with a lot of the fear porn that goes on some of these alternative media sites. Constantly, oh, there's going to be another tidal wave. There's going to be giant asteroid that's going to wipe everything out. Guess what? If it happens, it happens. I mean, there's nothing you can physically do about it. What you can do is you can have some backup food and backup water and backup security and make sure your children are well taken care of and they have biblical values and they're protected from pedophiles that are running around now. You can do all that. I've told this story on the show the other day. I remember it was almost 10 years ago. Lana and I had just gotten married and we were planning on going down to Miami for a little vacation and to go down to the beach. And I remember to one of Ted's friends that he knows called him and me up and he goes, listen, Austin, he goes, you do not want to go down to Miami right now. And I said, dude, what are you talking about? I've had plans to go down to Miami for a month. I got a hotel. I'm going to the beach all week. I'm going to relax, take a day off. And he goes, no, he goes, there is a meteor that's going to hit out in the Atlantic and it is going to make a tidal wave tsunami and it's going to wipe out half of Florida. And I said, dude, you got to remember where I live right now, we're on like 3 foot water table above the ocean. I can take post hole diggers and hit water if I want. I said, if tidal wave really is going to come in, it's 500 feet tall or 100 feet tall or whatever it is, and it's going to hit Florida. I said, I'd rather just have a front row seat down in Miami. There's nothing I'm going to be able to do about it except get out of the entire state. I said, is there any evidence that this is going to happen? Oh, yeah, talk to guys. It's going to happen. It's definitely going to happen. I said, all right. So I'm going to head down to Miami and we'll get a front row seat on it, man. If this is what's going to happen, because it's the science. Went down to Miami, had a great weekend, got a suntan, played volleyball, enjoyed the time with my new wife, and came back home And I'm still waiting here 10 years later for this tidal wave to hit. My whole point in saying that story isn't to be frivolous, isn't to run around and not be concerned or not be aware of certain things that are going to occur, but also take certain things with a grain of salt and understand if there's really no documenting support and people are just arbitrarily coming out with different topics and saying, this is going to happen right now because I said it's going to happen right now. Most of the case, look at that person's track record on what they're talking about. That's why I brought up the thing about the snake venom the other day. I said, dude, it's great information, very interesting, intriguing. I said, but there's no concern for everybody to sit around and be terrified now. You should have already been doing proper water distillation because the water's been contaminated for 80 years. This doesn't change anything. It just involves more in-depth knowledge of what's happening. The one thing that I do know that we can actively do is keep people off remdesivir if they possibly go to the hospital. That is a fact. That stuff is an absolute nightmare we've been yelling about since last year. And finally, come to find out now, when it got approved in May 2020, that is one of the reasons, from the research that I'm finding now, is one of the reasons why we saw the death rate spike and the hospital beds so full and running out of ventilators is because they started putting people on remdesivir summer of 2020. And that's why everybody was dying. The stuff goes in your system. It blocks your kidneys and your liver from functioning. You end up starting to have fluid buildup. The fluid buildup hits your lungs. You end up going into basically pneumonia. Once you get pneumonia and fluid in your lungs, you start getting bacterial pneumonia. Then they basically have to put you on a ventilator. They put you on a ventilator while they're still pumping you full of remdesivir, and you're dead within a few short days. It's like 9 out of 10 people that go on the ventilators end up dying after that situation. It's not because their bodies are dying because the virus is shutting down their kidneys and liver. It's because they're being filled with an unbelievably disgusting toxin that is literally shutting their organs down. It shows on the documented facts of what the known side effects of remdesivir are. And at the top, it's acute organ failure, lung failure, respiratory failure, kidney failure, liver failure. That is known side effects from that drug. That's what people need to be pushing out there all the time and letting people know, do not consent to remdesivir. Do everything you can in your power to make sure that it's not exposed to you or your family if you go in the hospital. But also, too, be aware of what's also around the, you know, going out and about. Use proper sanitation. Wash your hands with water on a regular basis. That's a normal one. You don't have to use hand sanitizer. Alcohol still dries out your skin. It actually kills good microbes on your skin. Use warm water. Wash your hands 10, 20 seconds. And be well aware. Don't pick your nose or touch your eyes. Make sure your hands are clean. And there's certain things we can do. And then live your life. Keep your immune system strong. Breathe fresh air. Don't put a muzzle on your face. It's embarrassing to see people do that. Like Eric said at the beginning of the show, people driving around with the mask on while they're in the car by themselves. And I'm like, really, bro? Really? Come on, man. Still, even if you did it to begin with, you're still doing it. And I've had people email me. They're like, Austin, I got forced to get the shot. I comply. You know, what do I do now? I said, well, the best things you can do is detox your body. You know, the chelation is really good. The magnesium brain food is incredibly stacked with that. The magnesium brain food has the magnesium threonate that I talked about on the show last week. I said also start taking the GHI cleanse. Detox your liver and your kidney and your organs. Make sure your colon's staying cleaned out if you need to. Take the Allolax that we have. Keep your body detoxed out, making sure you're drinking clean water. And please don't get another shot injected in your body. If you're trying to detox, don't keep putting more toxins in it. And I've talked to a lot of people that have gotten the shot and they've taken that protocol and they've actually had good results. And also too, the vitamin E along with the HGH stimulate with the magnesium brain food. That's also very good for the circulatory system, the vascular system and the heart and trying to prevent blood clots. Vitamin E is very good for that. But there's different things you can do to mitigate it if you made that mistake. It's not the end of the world yet. But if you make a mistake, don't keep making the same mistake over and over and over again and expect the different results. That's pretty much the definition of insanity. If you know something you got a shot from is making you sick, why would you continually keep getting the shot when you know it doesn't work and it's not safe? It's the complete opposite of what we were lied to. It's safe and effective and free. It's none of those three. It's not safe, it's not effective, and it wasn't free. $3.63 trillion in COVID spending in the last 2 years now. $3.63 trillion. That is an insane amount of money, Doug. And now I know why so many of these states like New Mexico are now passing a bill that they're going to take $75 million from their COVID funding, and they're going to use it to give illegal aliens and anybody that wants completely free college tuition expenses. Doesn't matter. Free scholarships for everybody. Free grants for everybody. Everybody gets to go to free college. even though from what I've looked at, I don't even know how they're going to actually go in and make sure people go to college and they don't just get college grants. Like I know a lot of kids have done, they get a bunch of money, then they don't pay their bills and they drop out of college. They burn through the cash. I'm sure this is going to be massively abused. But at the same time, again, why is the border being open, completely wide open, but yet we're telling everybody if you fly on a plane, you have to wear a mask. If you go to school and you're 5 years old, you have to wear a mask. I would be the first parent in the class, in the school, that would absolutely raise Cain if they were still trying to make kids wear masks. I did it. And I'm not, kids aren't even in public school. My son just graduated from kindergarten last night at basically his private Christian homeschool group that he has. And it was great. Not a single person wore a mask last night.
You and your father, I'll tell you what, the videos of you guys, I love them. And I have them saved on my hard drive. I watch them every once in a while for some motivation. Thank you, Austin Brower. Healthmasters.com. Doug5 is the coupon code. And you know what? Drop Austin a line. Tell him how much you appreciate him. All right? Healthmasters.com. Folks, have a good night. Have a good weekend and a happy Resurrection Sunday. Good night.